Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. I created the Conscious Code Collective membership, and that membership allows you to look at all of the details of each 64 human design gates and gene keys, right? Like, what? Okay, and I broke down the shadows. I broke down the gifts, the I Ching aspects, the gene keys aspects, the human design aspects. I gave you affirmations that you can use to further embody your gifts and overcome your shadows, or embrace your shadows, I should say. I created a lot of contemplative journal prompt questions that you can reflect on for each 64 gates or gene keys. I also created, you know, tips to help you further embody the gifts of your specific gates. So if you want to learn about all of the 64 gates, I would encourage you to join the Conscious Code Collective membership. It is only $27 a month. I'm going to go ahead and put the link down there in the show notes so you can go ahead and grab that, become a member. Every single month, we're also going to be going through one specific gene key sphere, starting with the activation sequence, the Life's Work sphere, which is your conscious sun gate. It is 70% of your personality. So we're going to start that this month. If you become a member this month, you can get in on that. I already created a journal for it, so I'm super excited about that, to share that with you guys. Definitely click that link and become a member. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. My name is Crystal Renee, and I'm here to guide you through the 64 archetypes of the human design gates as the sun transits into each gate every 6 days. Okay, so we are in gate 11, and this is what I like to refer to as the harmonious imagination. So in human design, it's called the gate of ideas or peace or the gate of harmony. This is in the Ajna center, moving towards the throat through the channel of curiosity linked to gate 56. And in the gene keys, it's called the light of Eden. This is in the tropical sign of Sagittarius. And it also moves into the Vedic sign of Sagittarius, but only the first day is in the Vedic sign of Scorpio. So it's kind of on the cusp in Vedic astrology. And it's also the same for the nakshatra. It's like the first day of this gate. So if you have a line one in this gate, you are like literally at the end of the Vedic Scorpio and the Vedic Jayashta nakshatra. Because after that, it moves into the Mula nakshatra. In I Ching, it's referred to as Unio Mystica of heaven and earth. So we're already getting peaceful vibes from gate 11. So the overall energy is centered around the power of imagination, visualization, and contemplation. It's all in your Ajna, your third eye chakra. And people with this gate activated have a rich inner world of ideas and images, and they revel in pondering life's greatest questions without feeling pressured to find immediate answers. And they possess the ability to sort and piece together various concepts to form a bigger picture or story. In the shadow, hide your true self or play small to avoid standing out. So the repressive nature of this shadow is fantasizing, which is a tendency to retreat into fantasy or unrealistic ideals. Rooted, which is the tendency to be caught up in delusions or illusions. And it may involve distorting or misinterpreting reality, holding on to false beliefs, or being easily influenced by external influences or deceptive narratives. And this reactive behavior can cloud your judgment and lead to misguided actions or decisions. So in the repressive nature, you're all fantasy in your mind. And then the reactive nature, you're deluded, listening, like just believing everything that's going on outside of you. Have an overactive imagination, a fear of darkness. You could feel burnout from too many ideas, idea overload. You lack groundedness. You're not grounded in your shadow. You have an unrealistic idealism and you project your inner fantasy into your real world, resisting the dark and needing, you know, and craving structure. But in the gift, which is idealism, you're more of a visionary and you have an idealistic nature. And as you embody this gift, you possess a deep sense of purpose and a vision for a better world. So let's talk about the gift in comparison to the shadow. You possess the gift of inner contemplation through visualization. So your mind is rich with imaginative ideas and images that allow you to ponder life's greatest questions without the pressure of finding immediate answers. You have a creative imagination. And your mind is like an idea factory, constantly generating new and innovative concepts. You have a stimulation for reflection where you have these ideas and then you reflect on them from a realistic lens. And you can foresee almost like the peace and harmony that could exist in the world. You have a big picture perspective and you align yourself with the interests of the collective of humanity. You crave change for the better. You use imagination as a tool for manifestation. And you know how to balance, instead of being afraid of the dark, you know how to balance the light and the dark. Like you're super spiritual. It's almost like you're moving away from the dark and towards the light. And in your gift, you know how to balance the two. In your shadow, you're afraid of the dark. But in your gift, you're no longer afraid and you know how to utilize the darkness. And not only that, but you envision a peaceful world. You know that it's possible. You're not deluded or in la-la land in your gift. You actually know, you see the visions and you know that they are possible. And in the city, you are light. Light is the city of this specific gene key or gate. And I like how Richard Rudd states it. It's uprooting the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge, the third eye chakra, the Ajna center, knowing, the inner knowing, and then the tree of knowledge of good and evil, balancing the darkness with the light. So in the shadow, you're afraid of the darkness. In the city, you know you're the light. There's no reason to be afraid of the darkness. It's a state of profound illumination where your inner light shines brightly and effortlessly. There's no need to be afraid of darkness because there is no darkness that exists in the light, and you are the light. So you go from feeling unseen and unheard and misunderstood in your shadow, completely delusional, right? I love how the Delulu is going on around right now, because I think we all should start tapping into that side of us. And then you move into magical realism, which is your gift, where you're a visionary and you can see a better world. You have a vision for a better world. And then in your highest state of frequency, which is pure light. You are the light. You see the light. You know the light is possible. And that's why you carry this gift of idealism. So here are some contemplative questions you can ask yourself if you have this gate defined. When I think about the possibility of my truth being wrong, what feelings come up for me? It's a good way to navigate your idealism, right? What do I do with inspiration when I receive it? And in what areas of my life do I feel unseen or misunderstood? Here are some tips to help you further embrace the shadow of obscurity and embody the gift of idealism. The first one is to embrace your uniqueness and recognize that your perspectives and gifts are valuable. Embrace your individuality and trust in the power of your vision to make a positive impact in the world. Stay grounded and stay practical. So while idealism fuels your vision, it's important to balance it with a grounded understanding of the practicalities of implementation. Take practical steps to manifest your ideas and do it in tangible ways, considering the resources and the limitations of the present moment. And of course, practice discernment and adaptability in your idealism. So while holding on to your ideals, remain open to feedback, new perspectives, and the evolving nature of life. Embrace discernment to refine and adjust your vision so that you can decipher what is fantasy and what is could be reality. Knowing, hold on to the knowing that things, all things are possible. Hold on to your vision, especially if you keep having a vision. It is yours to have, but it's important to take those practical steps to bring it into manifestation and allowing it to align with the greater good and the changing dynamics of the world. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here with me. And I'll see you again when the sun transits into the... Hey, beautiful souls. It's Crystal Renee. And today I want to share something really special with you. If you're someone who's interested in personal growth, spirituality, or just finding a deeper connection with yourself, then you're going to love this. I'm so excited to announce that I'm offering a free mini course called Vibes by Design, where I teach you all about the human design system and how you can use it to tap into your unique energy and live your best life. A lot of conscious women get super overwhelmed whenever they look at their human design chart for the first time. So if you've ever looked at it and wanted to know and understand what you were looking at and how to uncode it, this free mini course will teach you exactly how to do that, how to read your own chart. I'll also be going into the basics of human design and what it means for you, how to identify your energy type and what that means for your decision-making process, how to use your authority to make aligned choices that lead to greater fulfillment and success. And we even go into gene keys, shadow work, and your prime gifts in this free mini course. And I truly believe that the more we understand ourselves and our unique energy makeup, the more empowered we become in our lives. And that's what Vibes by Design is all about. So if you're ready to dive deeper into your own unique energy and discover how to live a life that's truly aligned with who you are, head on over to my website, the link will be in the show notes, and sign up for the Vibes by Design mini course today. It is completely free, and I cannot wait to share it with you. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.